this is in response. This prize was set up by a Dutch broadcaster that was interested in this sort of weird take on some sort of Eurovision variant for AI.
Right.
And it's a kind of hot area these days, using the different kinds of AI algorithms that people are probably quite familiar with, but for the purpose of composing music. What we did was, so really the credit largely goes to the Uncanny Valley team, who are a commercial music production studio in Glebe in Sydney, and they do amazing work in a wide range of areas, and they've always been very tech-savvy and very tech-focused and pretty good at hacking, and I've been a sort of distant collaborator with these guys on a few projects. And they basically just kind of drew in a load of existing algorithms that are out there that you can, you can download these existing tools that various researchers around the world have made, and you can start to use them in your own way. So they've sort of hacked these tools, and then they've developed their own compositional process off it some of them generate melodies, some of them generate lyrics. They generally just do this by getting trained on a whole lot of existing music and lyrics, and so they sort of spew out stuff that sounds a bit like that. So you can use them as really interesting sort of style generating machines and idea generating machines, and then the Uncanny Valley team sort of like brushed all that into shape. So it's very much a human produced work as much as an AI produced work, but one that really uses, sort of interacts and plays with this technology.
Right. So what were you judged on, and what do you think set you apart from the other teams from around the world?
Well, so I forgot to mention actually that a really neat trick that the guys came up with was there's a few really nice quirky algorithms out there that do different things. One of them can basically sort of make a synthesizer out of any sound you like. So it can do things like take the sound of a violin, and then you could sing something and the violin would play expression exactly like you've just sung it. And they had the really smart idea of doing that with Australian wildlife sounds. So they had this kind of strongly Australian identity to the tune, and then also sort of tied in some of the lyric generation with themes of wildlife and the recent bushfire crisis. So that's one of the ideas, I think, that made the work stand out, that just gave it sort of something to talk about. And then I think in addition, I mean, there was a kind of professionally judged part of the prize, which where they really look at what your process is and what you're doing. And then there was a public part of the prize. And I think there was not much question that the Uncanny Valley guys are so well versed at this kind of thing, and they're total Eurovision folks at heart. And they just smashed it on the, on kind of like making it just sound incredible.
Yeah, I saw the 3D printed masks and the vintage Australian Olympic jackets. It was a full vision, I would have to say.
yeah, creative gang. They sort of pulled everything together.
So,
and I think that's what's really fun as well, is that it's got a serious kind of techie element to it.
Mm.
But and I think it's very fair to say that there are projects out there. I mean, I've kind of studied this area for years. There's work out there that is incredibly sophisticated, that wasn't really necessarily represented in this particular award, but the everyday, like the people having fun with this stuff and actually just starting to incorporate it in very everyday music culture in their process are doing great things. And I think that's where Uncanny Valley have been so interesting to work with.
Yeah, definitely. I guess just going off that, now that the team has won gold, do you think there's any more plans or to develop new music?
Well, the thing I'm working with them on is something that's a little bit more long-term, looking at making tools that can be used, say, for them in their production process. They produce large amounts of music for things like reality TV shows, and it's one of those areas where it actually makes a lot of sense to have a little bit of technology support, which has actually just got a long history. I mean, if you think of composing film music and the difference between having an orchestra play the music and having orchestral synths playing the music, that's been going on for years. AI is kind of clearly going to have a role to play in that kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe less so in the kind of music where we really care, who's making it, and we go and see a band play. We might not care about it so much there.
Yeah, no, thanks so much for coming on this afternoon. It's going to be interesting to see what the future has for, I guess, AI and these sorts of competitions.
Yeah, indeed. Thanks for having me.